At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Get everything for your next project today at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Mile High Huddle podcast with your football priests, Chad Jensen and Zach Kelberman. Remember, Broncos country is not a geographic location. It's a state of being.
Welcome in, everybody. It is the Mile High Huddle podcast. It is, in fact, the Gut Reaction. I'm your host, Chad Jensen. With me is my fellow football priest. You know him. You love him. Zach Kelberman. Zach, Bo Nix, 60 yards passing. He finally broke the ice with his first passing score. Great to see. Cortland Sutton, fittingly, catches that pass. Inexplicably, the Broncos go in and beat the Jets after one of the ugliest, just on both sides, frankly, but especially the Broncos, offensive showings since, I'll say it, dude, Tebow, 2011. Like, that's how gnarls Barkley this passing game is. But the Broncos, most importantly, got the win. They're 2-2. Your gut reaction?
It was the ugliest game since week two, in my opinion. I thought that was the worst offensive showing possible, but God, and the rain today, and you couldn't get anything going, and I want to start off by saying it's become an annual tradition to say, I'm sorry, VJ, but I'm going to say it once more. I'm sorry, VJ. That defense is legit, Chad. You have Zach Allen playing at an all-pro level. You have guys flying to the ball. Brandon Jones creating turnovers and causing havoc. So first of all, game ball to VJ, game ball to the defense. And if there was a GOAT today, I was not at all impressed by the play calling and by the overall coaching of Sean Payton, Chad. I feel like they won in spite of Payton today, not because of Sean Payton.
Yeah, man, it was really cool to see. It's, you know, again, it's not a sexy win, but I got to tell you, conversely, and not to, like, contradict myself, it's the league, dude. In the league, if you win on the road with a rookie quarterback against a future Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, that's like hanging a four-point stag on your wall. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a trophy. Now, obviously, you're just scratching the surface on how far we have to go left in the season, but the emotional and intangible value of this win, not to mention what it means for the standings, because now the Broncos get to return home from an East Coast road trip, 2-0 on that trip, 2-2 on the season, to start getting busy in the AFC West. And it's just a massive confidence boost. And it's like Scott was saying to me right before we went live, he's like, hey, I'm like, you know, when this offense finally gets it together, though, this is going to be a dangerous team because the defense is for realsies, guys. And he goes, yeah, but the good thing is it can't get any worse on offense. So, like, literally, there's only, you know, you can only room for growth, I guess that.
Yeah, first of all, I want to give my prayers and thoughts to Tyler Bidet for the back injury he had. He was stretchered off on the sideline. Pretty scary situation there, so I hope he's okay. But, yeah, if they could just – and they, you saw it later in the game. They got the running game going. You started to see the identity and the brand they want to build, Chad. And that's what I want them to continue over the course of the season. Hopefully they will, but I will say one thing. A win is a win is a win is a win in the NFL, Chad. And winning ugly is infinitely better than losing pretty. 2-2, I'll take it.
Exactly, dude. Let's see how the chat's feeling. Let's see what the temperature is in MHH. BK, what up, big dog? Thank you for the super. He says, return of Pookie, baby. Game ball VJ. Love the aggressiveness. I agree, dude. I've been giving this cat his flowers since about halfway through the 5-game winning streak last year. Like, he earned back, like, you know, homeostasis, we'll call it. We're back to neutral now, dude. Like, he's in the plus for me. BK saying with another, so used to VJ doing Ben Don't Break, that corner blitz was chef's kiss, Zach.
that's also why I want to eat some crow, and I will. I've been very, very hard on VJ, and a lot of season left to go, but they've been the antithesis of what a VJ defense has been. And to BK's point here, I was watching that last drive, and Chad, I was sure they were going to move the ball down. I was sure they were going to blow the game after that Riley Moss DPI, but they strengthened up. They responded when it mattered most, and they won this game because of VJ and the defense. I don't say that very often or very lightly.
For sure. Naj, jumping in from the top rope.
Thank you, Naj.
Love you, big dog. Thank you, bud. He says, brothers, another heart attack game. Wow. Feels so incredible. We just won with 56 yards passing. What a defense. VJ for Prez. Finally, Javonte and prayers for Bede. 5 sacks, 14 QB hits. And also, I mean, I'm going to say it. Prayers up for Aaron Rodgers. I'm wondering about that surgically repaired ankle/Achilles. He was limping at the end. And yes, the refs, I don't mean to be ungracious in victory here, Zach, but the refs straight were trying to screw the Broncos in the second half. All right. And it's unfortunate that Sean Payton did not have a challenge on that strip sack of Aaron Rodgers, where he did get injured on their, was it the second to last possession the Jets had? But dude, first of all, that pass to Garrett Wilson where Surtain got beat, dude, I'm sorry. If you had a challenge I don't understand that rule. It was pretty clear, Zach, that he did not clearly get 2 feet in bounds, but they go, well, because it was so negligible, we go with the call on the field. But I thought the evidence was actually pretty clear on the replay. He wasn't able to like clearly get possession before he went out of bounds.
I thought the officiating was overstepping their bounds, I'll say today, Chad. And same thing in week two. I hate when the officiating crew becomes the storyline of the game, and it just slowed it down to a crawl, made it sloppy. But, you know, I don't want to blame the refs on a loss. I'm not going to blame them in a win either. The Broncos overcame whatever penalties were called against them, and they emerged 2-2.
We've got the Duchess. Talk about an MVP.
Michaela. Thank you, Michaela.
MHH MVP right here. The Mount Rushmore. I had someone say to me the other day, you know, I kind of smile at this MHH Mount Rushmore. You got like all these faces on it. You know, there's like only 4. And I go, I know, but that's part of the joke. And that's part of like our special, whatever, cool kids club of our MHH Mount Rushmore. There's plenty of room, man. And rocky crags keep blasting up out of the earth's crust as we chisel new faces. But hers is, of course, one of the first faces etched, and she's jumping in to say VJ is the MVP so far this season. What it's impressive what he's doing with late round picks. We only have one first rounder on defense. Yeah, dude, that's the thing is this defense has definitely outkicked its coverage. Now, typically, Zach, when that little cliche, that NFL cliche is thrown in, it's typically meant to mean that they're kind of punching above their weight class in maybe a false way, right? Like they're kind of, they outkick their coverage. It's not meant to last or whatever. I don't think that's the case here. I think this defense is surprising people because it's not replete with studs and studs that are known across the NFL at all three levels. But dude, first of all, the defensive line, hat tip to George Payton, Sean Payton, and that. They upgraded a very, very – that was their weakness last year. They're overcoming the loss of Josie Jewell. They're overcoming, at least so far, the loss of Alex Singleton. And that secondary is young, dude, but it is the bee's knees. So, yeah, BJ also is like the final thing here, Zach, then I'll serve it back.
Yep.
He's showing really good feel for how to call these plays, and it's very akin to his mentor in the coaching biz, which is Wade Phillips.
How about Sternad? I got to give credit to him, too. I trashed him before the game because he was going to start for Singleton. He comes out with a sack the first play of the game, pretty much. So, yeah, that's what good coaches do, Michaela, is I've said this before, is you make bad players mediocre, good into great. The secondary with McMillan, Riley Moss has stepped forward, and Chad talked about the defensive line. So, yeah, so far, so good with VJ.
I just love it too. John Franklin Myers got to kind of flash a little bit against his old team. And I just love those poetic storylines. And Sean Payton got to kind of even the scales on Nathaniel Hackett from all the crap talking. And you could argue it either way. And yeah, William, thanks, buddy. Sternad looking great, by the way. I feel bad for doubting. I don't. He gave us every reason to doubt that he can hang. So I'm glad he's proving us wrong. William again saying, great win. I think keeping VJ worked out, eh? By the way, shout out to the Jets defense coordinator for an epic beard. Hashtag Big Nick's energy. Yes, indeed. I lost my train of thought what I was saying before that, but well said, my friend. Lady D jumping in.
Deanna,
thank you. Thank you. The ladies of MHH flexing right now. So good to see you. She says, super stoked for the win, but we won that on a prayer. Not at all happy with the play calling. Prayers for Bidet. 2-2. We needed this win. Defense was on point. Glad Bo got his first passing touchdown. Broncos win. Hit the like button. That's right, you guys. Hit the like button. Hashtag MHH for life. Thank you, Lady D. We super duper appreciate you. And yeah, the play calling, man, everything's horizontal. And I think the TV announcers, whoa, she really is happy. The Lady D throwing down.
Thank you.
Golly. Deanna Hendry, we love you. You're helping us keep the lights on. It's a jubilant day. Broncos are 2-2. I mean, the worst possible outcome, Zach, you start 0-2 on the season. You're like, golly, man, it's going to be another one of those. And then instead of figuring out how to start balancing the scales in the second quarter of the season, Sean Payton, inexplicably in many ways, has already kind of put the skids to the fall and has the Broncos kind of rebounding. How much do you panic, though, Zach, that the Broncos offense is still as sputtering? I mean, we're talking about, Zach, last thing, a Tebow-esque passing line here. Bo Nix, 12 of 25, so under 50% completion. 60 yards, he did get that touchdown. And then he had five rushes, but just for 3 yards. So he delivered to you, did Bo Nix, 63 total yards and a touchdown.
And a win, most importantly. It's all I really care about, Chad. But I'm going to chalk this up, and Deanna's right. It looked a lot like the first two games on offense, completely horizontal. What are we doing out there? But I'm going to chalk this up to it being circumstantial. 2 weeks on the road, you're at Greenbrier in West Virginia. They had a practice on pickleball courts, Chad, because of the hurricane. Then you had to go up to New York, a 1 o'clock East Coast game, tough defense, tough environment, and the rain on top of that. So I'm going to just give Sean Payton and Bo Nix a little slack for the circumstantial events of this game. But if they continue next week in a much better environment, then I will be raising the alarm bell once again.
Guys, smash the like button, especially on YouTube. We need you right now smashing that bad boy. The stream currently is at 60. Dude, it's only got 60 likes right now. Are you kidding me? We got 537 of you on YouTube with us right now. Come on, help your boys out here. We love you.
Hit those little thumbs up.
Hit the thumbs up. Tell you what, guys. If you get this by the time we're off on YouTube, if you get this likes, okay, if you get the likes to 300 before we're off, I will raffle a Bo Nix jersey today. Like, I'll randomly raffle. It doesn't even have to be a super chat superstar. I will randomly pick someone from the chat, and you'll get a Bo Nix jersey if we get to 300 likes on this video before we sign off. Chris Hernandez, what? He's doubling his traditional gut reaction super chat. I mean, we're always appreciative of every single super chat. You guys know this. It could be 99 cents. I'm not making light of the fact that Chris Hernandez, out of the kindness of his heart, is donating $20 to the Chad Jensen, Zach Kelberman, Scott Kennedy. Bro, this, like, I still pinch myself every day that you guys are this awesome. And Chris, you're one of the initial legends. But what he does on a game day, on a gut reaction, his super chat is always commensurate with the point total. But this time, Zach, he's doubling it up. He's throwing down a 20 spot, and he's saying, ugly win, but it's still a win. Strong defensive effort. By the way, this season I'm multiplying Broncos points and their total wins. Go Broncos. Dog, we love hearing that. And I'm taking that to mean also things are going good for you, big dog. Thank you, Chris. And look, here he is again saying, I'm not saying I'm sorry to VJ because he did call some terrible D for a number of games, but I will say thank you for absolutely turning it around. Those players are balling. Thank you for playing the way you play, Descendants. Let's go, Chris. Zach, your thoughts.
First of all, as Chris says, always famously, click those little thumbs up. Help us out for sure. Chris, appreciate you as always. You're a true OG, and you're echoing the point I made here. It's like you still have that PTSD from VJ because you are always waiting for the other shoe to drop, but that shoe did not drop today. And they, all of them, from the coaches to the players, they get a game ball for making the Broncos 2-2. Thank you again, though, Chris.
Hey, quick update. We're at 200 likes on YouTube, so we've already, like, almost bridged the gap. You feel me? Dale, brother, just a couple short weeks ago, we got to kick it with you for a minute at the meet and greet, and here he is jumping in with a very generous super chat. Thank you, bro. Give our best to the fam. He says, don't get it twisted. This was a great win, showing grit on the road against a Hall of Fame quarterback and one of the best defenses in the league. VJ, dot, dot, dot. Who knew? O-line played great. Knicks, credit too. Not taking sacks in a game like this is huge. Aaron sacked 5 times. Excellent points across the board, D-Dub. If I were writing a takeaways article on this game, which I'm not, that's Luke Patterson will be writing that for MHH, but a lot of the themes you laid out here in this super chat are the landing points I would have in that piece.
Thank you so much, Dale. And I don't want to overreact again to one game, but Bo Nix, a lot of rookie quarterbacks, Chad, rainy game. He wasn't even completing short elementary passes. The ball was slipping out of his hands. A lot of quarterbacks would have went into a shell and spiraled from there. A lot of rookie quarterbacks. He did not. He came back and played his best ball after that fact, led the Broncos down. First touchdown pass, put the Broncos ahead for good. So you know what you have in Bo Nix. It might not all be there yet, but you see the inklings of what he could be, and it's pretty exciting.
Quick update, guys. I'm just checking this out. We're already at 233. We get to 300 likes on YouTube. I'm raffling a Bo Nix jersey. Ted, bro! Speaking of Super Chat superstars with whom we got to spend some time in the flesh of late, Ted and his awesome pops, we got to meet you a couple of weeks ago. That was really dope. And here he is with the super. Thank you, Ted. He says, yes, we had to wait a year to finally get the Hackett revenge win, but we did it. That's where I lost my train of thought. I'm going to come back to it. Thank you for reminding me, Ted. And the so ugly, it's beautiful nature makes it even better. Jeez, you're a poet, bro. Bo with his first touchdown pass. Love it. MHH for life. Hashtag let's Bo. So I got a question for you. And it's not rhetorical. I'm going to really ask you here, Zach. What's the more message tone? You know, when you talk about settling a revenge score, was it Hackett coming in on the road, beating the Broncos and Sean Payton 3 months, 2 months, whatever it was, after Payton talked all that smack, 31-21 last year with Zach Wilson and all that? Or was it this game more of like a, obviously it evens the scales, but which one maybe gives the one side the edge? Because you got Sean Payton now going into their house, winning ugly, but winning with a rookie quarterback against a future Hall of Fame quarterback. And while you answer, I'm just stepping away to grab some jerseys.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I think the win last season for Hackett, you know, you come to the Broncos' house, you face the quarterback that the coach that crap talked you, with the quarterback that you couldn't succeed with that got you fired. And what do? You win with Zach Wilson. And I know that the Jets defense won that game last season, but they still got the dub and Hackett was still celebrating on the sideline. But I really don't care. 2023 is 2023. This is 2024. And the Broncos got a big, much needed W today.
Okay. We got Riptide jumping in. So good to see you, bro. Thank you for the generous super. He says, stupid call to not punt it in those conditions when they had zero timeouts. We got lucky as you know what. Super mad at we got lucky as you know what. Super mad at Sean Payton. Bo Nix is gritty. We won, but that was really, really dumb by Sean Payton. Hashtag we have a chance. I feel you, dude, because I was screaming at the TV, what are you doing? He's like, if I was a journalist, I'd tell Sean he's dumb. Trust, that wouldn't go over well. That journalist would never, ever be in a Broncos press conference ever again, just so you know. But here's some food for thought, Riptide, because I feel you. But it's one of those plays where the coach, it's kind of a catch-22, because if that kick goes through, you're going, genius. He put his trust in his kicker. Kicker came through clutch. It was not an easy kick. Long distance, 50-plus in the rain, but he makes it. That's a coach showing trust because he has a perfect knowledge and confidence that his guy's going to make that kick. Conversely, Zach, you know, if he misses it, now you're MFing him, right? Which is what's happening here. But what if he punts it and he could have taken the field goal? Never knew what was going to happen. Punts it. Aaron Rodgers drives down and scores. And you're like, that gum, they should have kicked a field goal because that field goal gave them the win. Like, it's that razor's edge that these coaches, and I don't envy them, have to dance, Zach.
He was also showing confidence in his defense. We have Elias Bernal, 999 Super, saying, yes, Yeah, I echo that, Elias. But yeah, I mean, the field goal attempt, it's showing confidence that the defense can step up once more, and they, in the end, did so. And it's also showing a lack of confidence in your offense at that point of the game. Riptide, I understand. Also, they didn't really try for the first down as aggressively as I would have to really put the game away, Chad, instead of relying on the defense once again. Sean Payton was definitely a suspect this game, but again, a win's a win's a win.
Elias, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Okay, let me see. Oh, dude, Colby, exactly, bro. Thank you, pal. 500 stars for hitting 500, and that's what I was just going to see what we're at. So if we can get to on Facebook, okay, on the Facebook stream, we're at 44 likes from what I can see live. Guys, we get to 100 likes while we're live, and I'll raffle a jersey to y'all too, to the Facebook community. Let's get it. So start sharing this stream and start liking it, and let's see if we can get that bad boy to a hundo, okay? And I'll raffle a jersey for y'all. Franklin Lewis, the second, jumping in. Thank you, bro. So generous. He says, VJ, I'm sorry I ever talked bad about your coaching. This defense is something. So again, VJ, I'm sorry. Zach took the words out of my mouth. Salute to all the Broncos fans today, Zach.
Yeah, I mean, they can turn around and just
sorry.
Let up another 70, 70.
I got to talk to my executive assistant. I'll be right back.
Another 70-20 next week, and we can all put this, you know, VJ love to bed really quickly. But to this point, they wouldn't even be 2-2 right now if not for the defense. And they're showing it every series, every game. It's consistency with VJ that I wanted to see. It wasn't a lack of talent or a lack of know-how necessarily. It was just be consistent game to game, down and down, and they're doing that, Chad.
Sorry, dude. I thought I'd had that muted. Amen to that. I'm sending some of you who are at the meet and greet, remember my my boy, DJ. Where I have my jerseys normally, they're not there, so I'm having him go on a hunt. So I had to send him on a mission. Lawrence, the rain is what won us that game today, no doubt in my mind. Hell, Sean almost lost it for us with that kick. Yeah, but here's the thing, dude.
I don't agree.
Here's the thing. Bo Nix, when it calmed down in the second half, you finally saw, like, oh, he is an NFL quarterback. You're like, oh, okay. And again, the TV producer commentators did a good job. I think that actually, Zach, is one of my favorite duos that calls games. Like, they're just real savvy in how they approach it. They're not biased in any way, and they're entertaining. But they did a great job of illustrating how much of a factor the rain was for the quarterbacks in particular, specifically in the first half. And then it's not a coincidence. Guys, there is no such thing as coincidence. Coincidence is like, it doesn't exist, okay? Rain goes away, and all of a sudden Bo Nix is completing balls beyond 2 yards from the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, the rain was definitely a factor in this game, Lawrence, but I wouldn't say that it won us that game, because even though it limited A-Rod, it also limited Bo Nix. And, yeah, in a vacuum, you go, oh, well, that then, of course, favors the Broncos because Aaron Rodgers is a more productive whatever, but it cuts both ways.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, I mean, both teams got rained on. It affected the Jets too, not just the Broncos. We talked about it on Thursday's podcast. What was going to be the determining factor is who gets the running game going. And in the end, the Broncos got their running game going a little bit with Javonte, enough to propel them to victory. It was a sloppy, hard-fought win. But I wouldn't credit the rain for this, Lawrence. I would credit, honestly, VJ and that defense for this victory.
All right, so here's the skinny on the jerseys, guys. We can't be too choosy on the sizes. I've got an XXL Bo Nix. I've got an XL Bo Nix. That's what I got left. I got more on the way, but that's what I've got that's going off in the raffle today. So FYI, Taylor, brother, guys, he says, I'll take – he's got his Bo Nix jersey. He's got the home blue, the one I actually like more. These orangies are dope. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm still a sucker for home orange, but I like this new design. It looks better with the shoulders, in my opinion, with the blue, which we haven't seen him rock yet. But he says, guys, I'll take an ugly win any day, especially against Hackett. Zach, VJ is finally looking consistent. Javonte took some steps as well today. Go Broncos, MHH for life. Yeah, for what it's worth, guys, your boy, they illustrated again, the television broadcast did a good job of illustrating how big of a slump Pookie's been in. And it actually stretches to late last season. Today, your boy, Zach, 16 carries, 77 yards, average 4.8 per tote. So tip your cap to Javonte, because he was a big reason why in the second half, especially that big long scoring touchdown drive, Broncos were able to come back and win this game.
I mentioned on the gut last week that Javonte was actually running pretty strong before he fumbled, and it looked like he was going back to running the same way, Chad. At halftime, they had 10 rushes for 53 yards. They had, I think it was 15 passes for -7 yards. So at least Sean Payton kind of adjusted and stuck with the running game in the second half. And what do you know? It worked wonders.
Riptide, bro, thank you for jumping in again. The defense is playing lights out, and you kick a field goal. My blood is burning. And I understand it. I really do. It's like I was irritated in that moment too, but then I'm like, well, but what if he would have made it? What would I be saying? I'm like, it's just the nature of the biz, man. Troy, can't win for losing, as my dad likes to say sometimes. Shout out. It was my dad's birthday yesterday, so happy belated to the great Mark Jensen.
Yes, sir.
Troy, what's up, brother? Love you. He says, how can Nix not throw in the rain? He played at Oregon. Thank you, VJ. So glad we didn't let him go. We won the halftime adjustment battle finally. Well, I mean, you saw my dog. It affected Rodgers too. I mean, Rodgers, Zach, finished with 225 passing yards, but he was well under 100 at halftime, well under 100. Like, they barely cracked 100 yards as an offense going into halftime. And so it affected him too. And I think for Nix, it was more of a confidence thing because he's still working on fully being in command of his confidence as a thrower in the league. Then you throw in these sketch conditions and all of a sudden it starts looking ugly. But again, cuts both ways. If Rodgers was just dicing him up from front to back, you know, it'd be like, oh yeah, I wonder what. But it clearly affected both passers.
Yeah, and as Jay Rudy says there, it wasn't just rain. It was like torrential downpouring. And just because he went through it at Oregon doesn't mean it's not going to be a problem in the NFL. He's still a human being, and human beings have trouble gripping a ball in the wet weather. I think he adjusted, though, Chad, because he asked for that fanny pack to put behind him later in the game, and maybe he'll use gloves in the future. But it's just trial and error, and I think he adjusted as the game went on.
Okay, so here we have another very generous super from the man, the myth, the legend, D-Dub, Dale. Thank you, bro. We don't take it lightly. You know this. He says, I think it's worth a note that Philly got smashed by Tampa Bay. Baker looked like a stud. Our secondary's for real, and the pressure's from the no-name defensive front for real. 12 sacks in the last two games, and the Raiders are next. Broncos for life. Yes, sir, dude. Excellent, excellent observations. And for what it's worth, you had P.J. Locke getting that sweet sack on the corner blitz there. You had Sternad get himself a sack. You had Franklin Myers with a sack. Nick Benito got a sack. And then Malcolm Roach and Jonah Ellis split a sack today, Zach. So that's the total. And if you look at the Jets, goose egg.
And what's more impressive, they're doing this without Baron Browning. They're doing this without Drew Sanders. They're doing this even without Alex Singleton, the heart and soul of that defense. Again, I could not say good enough things about how VJ's unit performed today. Job well done.
Miguel, brother, love you. Thank you. Says, only way is up. Go Broncos, MHH for life. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. David McElrath, the Papa Bear, jumping in. His optimism starting to make him look like a Papadom. How would you do it?
Nostradamus.
Papadomus. That's it. That's it. There you go. Good afternoon, Broncos country. Chad, Zach, and Deacon Scott. God bless USA. Hashtag 10-7 plus. Hashtag Buckham times 3. MHH for life. Broncos for life. SEAL Team Knicks. Love the optimism. You know this, brother. And here we have also, speaking of Papas, we got Papa Kendall in the house. Darren, what's up, big dog? Thanks for the super today, bro. Says, after the lackluster home opener performance. Yeah, we were all there. We saw it with our own eyes, like Darth said. I would never have believed their next two games would be wins. I love it. I know, and just like the complexion of how they shook out, that's a mark of a good team, like that you find a way, even against adversarial situations and adversity and unforeseen obstacles. You blasted the Bucks, and then you come in and you find a way to win ugly. Broncos are supposed to suck on East Coast road games that start early, Zach. And so Sean Payton, who specifically requested the NFL, hey, if you're going to send us on the East Coast for these two games, put them back to back so we can, like, you know, try to make the most of it, looking like a genius.
Yeah, it's funny. I was walking out of the stadium after that week 2 game with Mr. Kendall, and he looked at me and totally deadpan and goes, wow, that game was awful. And he used a little, you know, a little more, you know, adult language there, but I just remember his
reaction. No, not from a Kendall.
Exactly. It was, that's how bad it was, though, Chad, if he reacted that way. So I'm glad to see him, you know, commenting after a victory. Thank you, sir.
Lando in the hizzy. And by the way, guys, Facebook, you're only 25 likes away. Let me see. Hold on. Let me refresh. You're at 75. Facebook, you're at 78 likes. You get to 100 before this stream is over, we'll raffle a jersey to y'all. So start sharing. That's my advice. If you're in the stream, you want to bump those numbers and you've already liked, make sure you're sharing this out on your Facebook and it'll climb. We still got time. We're only halfway into this baby. Fox family breaks in the hizzy. And yes, YouTube, you unlocked it. We're going to be raffling a jersey. Good job. Thank you for hitting the like button, guys. A big win, says Fox family. It's amazing how a few completions open up the run game. I really hope we can figure out the offense. Yeah. It's just, you know, that's one of the beautiful things about football, man, is you get into these like chicken and egg philosophical quandaries. It's like, oh, was it the few completions opening up the run game, or was it the run game opening up a few completions? And just how symbiotic the relationship and how things need to fire on which cylinders at which time and really together to get the biggest bang for the buck.
I think it was the running game opening up the running game. And what I mean by that is Sean Payton stuck to it. He didn't go away from it. The pass differential was all off by halftime, and you lost Bidet. You had to go with Javonte. But that's the problem I have with Sean Payton, Chad, insisting on rotating three and four backs at a time. You never get the hot hand. You never get the continuity. You allow Javonte to have a little bit of chemistry for more than one series, and he reaped the rewards of that. So I think the running game helped the running game.
Phil McLaughlin in the house down in Tucson, proving Broncos country is not a geographic location, baby. It's a state of being. So afternoon, Chad, Zach, and Deacon Scott. Wow, another heart attack game. Defense keeps us in, and the offense did what they needed. Take it and move on. A win is a win. Improvement will come. Hashtag Buckham. MHS for life. Broncos for life. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate you, big dog. The support, as always, and your insight means a lot to us. The Triple C jumping back in to say, what a crazy range of emotions this game. We're not going to score. Sack Rodgers, miss a field goal, PI call, but we still got the dub. We have a great D. Honestly, dude, you just thank the football gods that Greg the Leg missed that final kick. Like, first of all, a rare miss from Lutz. Like, Lutz has been mostly clutch for the Broncos since he arrived. He's the reigning special teams player of the week. That's not going to duplicate itself this week. Maybe if he would have made the kick, but anyways, I'm not going to be too hard on him because he's been clutch, dude. November last year was special teams player of the month. So he's been really good for the Broncos. It was a really smart trade that Peyton made to get him from the Saints. But it just goes to show you, man, how quickly things can swing, because as Riptide was talking, there was a strategic call to be made in that moment. Do you try the field goal knowing that if you miss it, Zach, you're three first downs away from Greg the Leg putting the dagger in you? And as Sean Payton is wont to do, this is his style. He's always going to push the envelope. He's never going to play in a shell. He's never going to kind of coach to lose. He looks at it like this. I'm going to put my you-know-what on the table, and if it ends up costing us, then it ends up costing us. But his philosophy is you win more doing it that way, Zach, than you do by playing through fear or conservative, et cetera.
Playing not to lose, you end up losing every time. I can't stand it. And Colby, you're right. The last comment we got calling it another heart attack game was right. But so often, Chad, in the last 10 years, the Broncos have been on the losing side of these heart attack games. It's so nice to see the Broncos on the plus side of one of these.
Indeed. Okay. Casey Nickel, bro, sorry. I saw your comment on Twitter a little late today. So I wasn't as active on X during the game today as I might normally be because of some stuff going on, but appreciate you, bro. He says, lots to work on for Bo. However, two big plays were the third down. Bo fires a missile down the middle of the field to keep the drive alive, and no turnovers. Yeah, and that whole no turnovers thing, crucial. Like, even, again, prayers up for Bidet, but Zach, even that unfortunate fumble was a huge swing in the game. Like, it gave the Jets a little momentum, gave them a lead, completely altered the complexion of how things shook out down the stretch. So it just goes to show you, man, how no turnovers or minimizing them for a rookie quarterback. Yeah, You want the stats to be better, and absolutely we should expect better than that. But find those silver linings, especially in the afterglow, Zach, of a victory. He didn't turn the ball over. He didn't take sacks. No negative plays. So you didn't see the big explosives that you want, but you're starting to see those things that the Broncos identified on film and through analytics. This cat does not take sacks. The negative plays are next to non-existent. So now it's just a matter of continuing to kind of get this passing offense developed. And the quickest way to that path, honestly, Zach, isn't, hey, can we get to the 2025 draft and, you know, draft a receiver or two? Honestly, the quickest road to that end is getting this running game going. And it started, we finally started busting it loose a little bit in this one.
I don't want to take the low-hanging fruit, but how often last season did the Broncos have a perfect game environment, no rain, whatever, and Russell Wilson would turn the ball over on a sack or interception or what have you? So the fact that they have a quarterback is running Sean Payton's offense as it should. The touchdown passes will come. The stats will come, but you're seeing Bo Nix grow. And on that third down that Casey was talking about, he loves that dagger route over the middle. That might be Bo Nix's best pass of the season. If not, then definitely one of them. You see the rough draft of what he could be, and it's exciting.
Lawrence jumping in again. Thank you, bro. He says, should have been a loss, but someone was watching over us. And I'll eat that crow for this loss. But VJ, defense is successful for high-level quarterbacks. Dude, I got to tell you. Birthday win for Antonio. Good for you, bro, and happy birthday. Couldn't be more happy with this present. Cheers, guys. Yeah, that is a cool present, man. That's a cool present. Hashtag Broncos country. But, I mean, I'm eating crow on this. I officially predicted a loss in the roundtable. That brings me – I predicted a win in Seattle in the spirit, Zach, of optimism.
Same.
Predicted a win – in week two, in the spirit of MHH undefeated meet and greets, right? That was a loss. So then I'm like, all right, we're 0-2. It's been butt ugly. Week three, Bucks, they're rolling. Okay, I'm going to pick against the Broncos. They win. And I'm like, well, I want to see it one more time. This is a good Jets team. So I pick them to lose. They win. Your boy here. 0-4 on the season. But Zach, you finally kind of got ahead of me in this one. You got to win this time. Michael, thank you, Michael Brown. You the man.
Thank you, Michael. I'm not much better. I'm 1-3, and I just couldn't pick the Broncos to lose to Nathaniel Hackett again. You know, that's the only basis for this prediction is that you can't lose to Hackett once more. So I'm happy to be 1-3, Chad. I'm even happier the Broncos were 2-2.
Jeremy Barker, what's up, dude? Thank you for the super chat, big dog. Completely with Pookie. Still ran it on everyone when there was a cup. No, you're using an absolute. Thank you for the super, bro. But you're using an absolute here when you shouldn't be, because one of his biggest runs, he hit the cutback lane off the right side in between the right tackle and guard, because they opened up a massive cutback lane. Boom, hit it. It's like a 13-yard run. Jeremy again saying sometimes better luck than good, and there's some truth to that. But today, honestly, bro, was more than luck. Like the Broncos running game, you know, and that's one of the reasons why Sean Payton – talks about this. Zach tries to stay patient, because even when it's not working, if you stay at it and you try to be slightly creative in how you balance it, defenses start wearing down when it's that much of a rock fight. They start wearing down in the second half, and that's where you can start exploiting.
Well, maybe I'm lost. I don't see where the Broncos got lucky at all this game, Chad. I mean, maybe the missed field goal, but then the Broncos missed a field goal right before that too. So it was a hard-fought win for sure. I agree. Defensive slugfest, I agree. But they were good this game. They weren't just lucky.
Yeah, an ugly but impressive on many levels win. And, guys, we cracked a hundo on Facebook. So good for you. Good for you. Zeus, this is the man for whom we say,
Zeus.
And also the first face etched on the MHH Mount Rushmore, Zeus, Michaela Parker, many faces also that are just crucial clutch members of our family who we hold near and dear to our hearts. And Zeus, love you, dude. Thank you. He's saying win is a win. Exactly. Exactly. You win ugly in the NFL. Never apologize for a win. You appreciate those bad boys. And I think, Zach, Broncos country, it's been long enough and hard enough and dark enough these preceding 8 years. That's something that's finally starting to really hit home. A win's a win. Let's soak it up. Let's appreciate it.
I mean, anyone disparaging what the Broncos did against the Buccaneers last week, look what the Bucs did today against the Eagles. I mean, it's a hard-fought battle every week in the NFL. Even the worst teams, you're proud to beat them. It's a tough, hard-fought victory, and the Broncos have nothing to be ashamed about today. Nothing.
The GLP in the house, Gary Palmer. Love you, big dog. Thank you. Another one of our Mount Rushmore Super Chat superstars. With a generous super saying, fantastic defense. I can't believe 10 points was enough. So happy to stack wins. Go, Bo. Go, Broncos. Yes, indeed. And in fact, this is a team, Zach, real quick. The Broncos finished with 186 net yards on 56 plays, averaging 3.3 yards per gain. Okay. The Jets finished with 248 total net yards, 70 plays it took them to get that. Averaging 3.5 yards per game. So there you have it. It was a defensive rock fight. Tip your cap also to the Jets defense, dude, because that's a legit D.
Yeah.
Four out of 4 weeks so far, the Broncos have faced legit defenses, which is, you know, another reason for optimism that things are going to start to kind of open up for Bo Nix, not just because, I mean, that was a gauntlet. What a harsh way to start your career as an NFL passer, but think of all the lessons he's learned going against some of these sophisticated defenses and the discipline and the different things he's seen, man. You don't know the limits of how that can pay off, especially a smart cat like him.
Yeah, you could argue that any defense he sees the rest of the season will be easier than what he's already seen. So it's a tough lesson he has to go through. But as Chad and I talked about, we tried to put a pause on the panicking after week two. It's good for his growth. He has to go through the lumps to get to the better side.
Gosh, dang it. These braces that my wife talked me into, killing me, dude. Totally like screwing up my mojo, especially on pods. I can live with it most of the time, but when, you know, you talk a lot with a camera and a light on your face, it kind of magnifies things. Howie, bro, love you, big dog. Ugly game, he says, Zach, but that D came to play. No fly 2.0. What do you think? Is it too early to start equating the two?
Yeah, I mean, except for PS2, no one's decorated. They haven't won any playoff games, let alone, you know, Super Bowls. They're getting there. They're like a baby version of the no-fly zone with McMillan, with Riley Moss.
We learned today, MacMillan.
MacMillan, excuse me.
Man, so we had to go from Beatty to Bidet. Now we're going from McMillan to McMillan to MacMillan. I mean, we're learning every day here, Zach, at Mile High Huddle.
The Broncos have the toughest roster to pronounce in the NFL, but you have throw Brandon Jones in there, and then even PJ Locke with that big sack. You see what he can do and run support near the line of scrimmage. So I'm not saying they're no fly zone, but they're ascending.
I come from a land down under. That's like Scott's favorite band ever is Men at Work. We got Zeebo jumping in from Oz. Love you, bro. So good to see you. How's that D, guys? I mean, I don't know. You tell me. I'm just joshing, Zeebo. You know I love you, bro. Yeah. You know, this is like how friends talk, right? Like, you know, that's how it is. And a passing TD for Nix. I know, finally broke the ice, dude. Worth another two. See, that's fanhood right there, dude. A 2 a.m. start for your boy Zeebo. Watching this game from the future, dude. Wrap your brain around that. Time is a flat circle. MHH for life and Knicks for six. Zeebo, you know, I'm just playing, bro. Love you. Love you, bro.
Thank you, Zeebo. And I love seeing the celebration. And Chad's right about the fandom. 2 a.m. in Australia, you tune into every second. I that's why we love these wins for Broncos country. Best fan base on the planet, bar none.
Oi, boy. Josh, what's up? The Chaos Meister, the Master Chief of Chaos. Oi, boy, 90, jumping in. Appreciate you, bro. We just slipped out of... Okay. Straight face. We just slipped out of Diddy's hands with his own baby oil for that dub. VJ gets his flowers for keeping the defense absolutely locked in. Bo played poised and focused with his first touchdown pass. Hashtag 60 bus to Dubtown. If you want to know what he's talking about, raise your hand if you spent any time in the 1990s. If you did, and you were not a child, like teenager or older, you'll probably recognize the following phrase and melody line. Took the 60 bus out of downtown Campbell, It's a Rancid song because Josh listens to the best music, which is punk rock. I'm sorry. It's the best music. So these are codes we speak to each other. And sometimes I got to bring you guys in on the inside stuff that Josh and I were like fully communicating beneath the radar. Got to bring you in on the secret every once in a while. Cause what we do, Josh, is secret.
Well, here's a rabbit hole for you. That's not baby oil that Diddy was caught with. But anyway, we got Robert Ruprecht, $5 super. Hope I didn't butcher your last name, Robert. Thank you so much. Got tickets to my first game versus Carolina. So stoked that we are actually competitive. Number one defense, underrated offense. We played three tough teams, record 9-8. Enjoy that game. That's at Empower Field at Denver. I mean, they look better with Andy Dalton now, the Panthers do, but a game the Broncos should be favoring, Chad.
Bro, dirty, rotten scoundrels. Remember the character Ruprecht? Don't put the cork, don't take the cork off the fork, Ruprecht. Dude, one of my favorite movies. I love it. Robert, thank you, bro. Colby Collier, what? Cross-pollinating? Cross-pollinating are a legendary, mythical Facebook MHHer coming over and saying not only hey on YouTube, but throwing down a super chat after he's already thrown down some Facebook stars. Still an old Facebook guy, but liked on Facebook and YouTube. Throwing down. Colby, thank you. For the cause, dude. Hashtag for the cause. I love it. And just for, I'm just checking. I mean, it's at 395 on YouTube. This is what I'm talking about. And it's well over 100 on Facebook now. And this should be like standard operating procedure, guys. Like, we're MHH. Let's go. Let's walk around with our heads held high. This team dug itself, Zach, out of an 0-2 hole. Carl jumping in here. Hodgson, what's up, bro? Broncos fan in D.C. Right on, dude. Home of Discord Records. Minor Threat. Let's go. Going to the Ravens game in November. That's dope. And I'm starting to think we'll win. Dude, with a smart quarterback who doesn't, even if he's not lighting it up, okay, he doesn't give you the negative plays. And a defense playing like this, you can go in and throw down with every opponent that crosses your path.
Yeah, they're going to have to play a little better on offense against Baltimore. I think they're a better team than the Jets are right now. But I'll say the week three version of the Broncos, if they play like that on offense and defense, yeah, I know Bo didn't have a passing touchdown, but just the way he was running the offense, they will be tough for anyone to beat, Baltimore included. So we'll have to see what they look like by that point of the season. But if we get the good Broncos, as I wrote in my roundtable, they can beat anyone in the NFL.
Amen to that. Okay. Let's see. Riptide jumping in. Yeah, we didn't get this one. So screaming at the TV, bad call to kick a field goal, period. Okay, that's your position. You give your defense field position in a no timeout scenario. Every time when they have that many sacks and pressure, we got lucky. Greg the leg missed. That we did. There's no debating that, bro. We did get lucky on that side of things. But we also did a lot of good things to make sure that we could that stroke of luck was the ultimate, you know, straw that broke the camel's back in our favor, Zach.
Doesn't it work both ways, though? I mean, aren't the Jets lucky the Broncos missed that kick?
Right, right. Quentin W. Carson, what's up, bro? Bo is learning play-by-play. We've played some great defenses, and Bo still seems to get better every game. Go Broncos, hashtag lockdown D. Good points, Jeff C. In ways, right? Like, I'm telling you, all this early experience against legit defenses like this, not only is that experience just in a vacuum highly beneficial to a rookie quarterback like Bo Nix, Zach, but when you come out on top in a couple of them and that confidence, you're building it up, the limits of it we can't perceive. Jeff C., been with us since the very beginnings of the MHH thing. Appreciate you, bro. Good to see you. Bo looked like he regressed. What? I missed it. He took it off. But Bo looked like he regressed this game. I think that's just a typo. I don't think he's actually trying to make a joke. It was the first half. It was that rain, dude. Honestly, I honestly attribute it more to the rain in the first half. I really do. Riptide in Corpus Christi, Texas, a military retiree, dude. Thank you for your service. Seriously, hats off to you. By the way, grew up in Western Kansas. Mom's from Greeley. Dope. Right on. See, hashtag state of being though, bro. Lucas Estrella, what's up, dude? Reporting live from MetLife. Sick. Broncos win. My niece was born this morning. Congrats on that.
Congratulations.
Nick's first touchdown pass, our defense showed up, our secondary, Broncos fans all over with the rain. What a day, MHH. Let's go. Indeed, dude. Such a great experience. What a day for you, bro. Congrats to you, Lucas. The Rock jumping in. What's up, bro? On the he says, good afternoon, Chad and Zach on the Mile High Huddle podcast. Gut reaction. Go, Bo Broncos. Amen to that, my dog. So good to see you, Rock. Hope you're doing well. Michael Davis, thank you for the super chat, big dog. Priest, we're 2-2. You ready for Raider week? Yes, sir. 2 p.m. Mile High start, throwback unis, sunny skies, Gratishar Hall of Fame recognition, Zach, and a Raider beatdown. You cannot lose at home to the Raiders. Mm-mm. If you're celebrating Randy Gratishar's long-suffering final triumph of getting into the Hall.
You got me excited now. That's a whole great set of circumstances for next week's game. And the Broncos have momentum now, Chad. If there's any year for them to end that streak against the Raiders, it's this year. I think we'll see a different Broncos outcome this time.
Hey, letting everybody know we're at the 50-minute mark, so this is like our 2-minute warning, not literally, but like we're this is the stretch run. So any burning questions, topics, supers, get them in the chat. We'll get to every one of the supers before we dip. BNS, another long timer, MHHOG, should have been a timeout for a TD. Let them play, refs. Should have been a timeout for a TD. I'm not sure what he... Howie, thank you, bro. Stars on Facebook. We got over 100. Thank you, guys. Zach, I'm not sure of the syntax on that. Maybe you could put it in perspective. You and BNS, you know, you had your Bowls thing all those years. You guys kind of had a connection.
I'm not sure. Yeah, he means turnover.
Oh, turnover.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still missing the context fully, but I'm still living kind of in a haze of euphoria myself. You know, I'm not immune to these things either.
Clarify, BNS. We'll make sure to touch on it again.
Most definitely. Howie, love you, big dog. Okay, let me see. The Lady D coming in Deanna, again. Bo came back well. Defense looked great. Love our team. Love you guys. Go Broncos. Win. Hashtag MHH for life. We do love you, Lady D. And one of these days, we're going to get you to the meet and greet. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, and that's going to be a sweet day. It'll be awesome. Thank you so much for the support today from everybody. Marcus Lewis, Hannah, throwing down big-time stars. Hi, guys. Great win from across the pond, by the way, as you can maybe see from his Facebook profile pic, Broncos, but with the Great Britain flag there. UK calling, go Broncos, MHH for life. I love it. See? Hashtag state of being. And see, MHH, we love our United Kingdom members of the community in Broncos country. I mean, two of our staff writers are from the UK, live in the UK. Keith Cummings and James Campbell, for what it's worth, they're both in the UK because they're part of the conversation as much as we are. Love it. Broncos country, again, not a geographic location. You know this. Eli on Facebook, this game should have been a stronger win. We had the missed scoop and score from the defense and a few bad PI calls. True, man. True. That exactly. It should have been 17-9, probably, you know. 17-9, maybe more. But DJ Capo, what's up, dude? Thank you for the super. Good to see you today. The defense is on fire. Sean needs to run them plays like he did in New Orleans. We still haven't seen good plays from the tight ends. Yeah, let's keep working the defense. Yes, sir. It's coming, dude. Part of it's personnel. Part of it's the rookie foibles. Today, big part of it was the rain. But again, huge confidence booster, bro. You go on the road East Coast and you win them both back-to-back. You stay out. You don't come home. Like all that stuff. Huge confidence swing for the Broncos coming home to take on the Raiders.
I want to say something to the last comment about the Broncos not winning, you know, strong enough. This isn't college where the strength of your victory is tabulated at the end of the year. Whether you win by one or whether you win by 40, a win is a win is a win. So apologize for nothing. Hold your head up high because victories are hard to come by in the NFL. And Broncos country, Chad, of all fan bases should know that at this point.
Honestly, I agree. I think what Eli's trying to say is like, we still won, but it should have even been a stronger win because the refs, man, they were, and I mentioned that earlier, Zach, the refs, they were it's like they were trying to help the Jets late in this one. Flazify, if VJ keeps this up, is he gone? Meaning as a head coach, Zach?
Maybe. Certainly maybe. He failed in his first time, and usually the coordinators get another shot at the the big seat, so to speak. So, yeah, if he keeps it up and the Broncos finish top five in most metrics by the end of the year, they might have to turn to Jim Leonard, Chad, as their DC, replacing VJ.
So these are chess moves that Sean Payton has already provided contingencies for. That's one of the reasons for the Jim Leonard hire, no doubt, like behind closed doors, was like, hey, VJ leaves us, or if we have to move on, or if he gets a bit different job, you know, whatever, upward mobility, etc. It is the NFL. Coordinators do well. Even retread head coaches, they typically get opportunities. But you do have that. Now, four games, very impressive, especially considering the relative lack of, we'll just call it, premium talent on the defense. I think it's showing, though, that there's a lot more talent there than first met the eye, including those of us here close to home looking at this thing. They're all playing really, really well, but VJ needs to do it for a full 18, baby. If he does it for a full 18, then we have a conversation. Brandon, Knicks is growing each week, work in progress. It's going to be a roller coaster. I was wrong about VJ. I wanted him fired. A lot of people did, dude. I did too after the Dolphins game. Everyone was like, there's no way you survive that. But he did, and Sean Payton's patience, and it's paying off. So, Jordan T. So, Payton finally won a payback game. I say VJ's. Oh, I know. That's true. That's a good point, Jordan. He's come up short in every revenge game / payback game. Last year with the Jets, this year with Russ lost. Russ didn't play in that game, but still, we heard what Justin Fields said after that game when the Steelers won in week two, saying, yeah, and they did him dirty, and this one's for Russ, and da-da-da. So he finally got one, and he also has another one coming up this year with the Saints. So he goes on to say, Jordan, I say VJ is owed an apology, and a defense this great shouldn't be wasted. Playoffs got to be the goal. Agree? Well, yeah, it's definitely the goal, dude. It's definitely the goal, but there's a long slog left to go. And as long as the defense continues to play at this level, Bo Nix doesn't give you the negative plays, you're always going to have a chance. So absolutely, that should be on the table in terms of Zach, I think, of a realistic, plausible expectation. Win the division, but be in the conversation for the playoffs down the stretch. It could be there. Ronnie Ray, good afternoon, Broncos country. Said we were going to shock some teams. That's number two. Buck 'em. Well said.
I think the goals are like 1A and 1B. I think the main goal, my opinion, is to see if Bo Nix is it or not, if he's the franchise quarterback by end of season. And 1B with that would be to make the playoffs, of course. And to that goal, Chad, you're a lot better off being 2-2 than 1-3.
Josh, jumping in again, this five spot is legit just for Zach. That not baby oil comment killed me. How about Moss and MacMillan? Dudes are studs. # no fly zone too. We'll see. They need a little bit more, a few more skins on the wall to start really being compared to the great no fly zone. But Moss, I mean, at times he shows his relative rookie. I know he's not a rookie, but you know what I'm saying, inexperience. Rodgers went after him more often than not, though. I think Moss maybe didn't make him pay, but held his own.
I think it's the toughest job in the NFL right now, being quarterback two opposite Patrick Surtain. And same thing with Bo Nix, where facing the tougher opponents helped him. Same with Riley Moss. The Seattle receivers, then the Buccaneers receivers, the Jets receivers today. And he, like you said, Chad, great point. He is basically a rookie. And for him to go out and learn on the job, so to speak, and get better, they have something there. They have a long-term Robin to PS2's Batman.
Lee from across the pond throwing down. Thank you, bro. A win on the road is in crappy conditions against a good Jets team. I'll take that any day of the week. Great defense. Offense will get better. From Wales in the UK. I love it, dude. # state of being. G4S jumping in. What's up? I was at the game, 50-yard line. Just incredible live. That's cool, dude. What a feeling that must have been.
Yeah.
Go dry out, man. Riptie jumping in again, bro. Love it, bro. Thank you. I can say the same thing. If the Jets made the field goal, what would you be saying? Wrong call in that scenario with the way the defense was playing. Why can't you admit it? Don't get me wrong. I'm happy for the win, but Sean is supposed to be a Hall of Fame coach. Well, one of the reasons why he is a coach with that kind of a profile, Riptide, is because I don't fault him for trying to win the game, like being trusting his guys to go out and make plays that win the game. Now, sometimes you do so at the risk of, you know, when you try for things, sometimes it comes at the risk of coming up short. So it's like this, Riptide. I'm not looking that gift horse in the mouth. Broncos won the game, came out in the wash.
Yeah, I mean, you asked what I would be saying if they made that kick. Well, we'd be talking about a loss, but we're not talking about a loss. They won the game, and I don't want to talk about a potential loss. I don't want to focus on the negatives of Sean Payton. We talked about that at the opening of the show. You can argue whether they should have punted, but like Chad said earlier, this is one of those situations where the coach is either the hero or the goat. And it's black or white. And this is one of those situations where Sean Payton kind of became the hero for attempting the field goal. But it worked both ways. The Broncos missed one, too. And if they would have nailed that kick, we wouldn't have this conversation either. Just be happy they won.
Okay, Zach, while you do some of our call-outs and stuff, I'm going to put together these jersey raffles. And then we'll announce a Facebook jersey winner. We'll announce a YouTube jersey winner here before we sign off.
Awesome. That was another tremendous installment, as always, of the Mile High Huddle podcast. If you're not doing so, please follow us on Twitter at the MHH Pod. You can follow the main account on Twitter at Mile High Huddle, Chad at Chad and Jensen, myself at Kelberman NFL, and Scott, our producer, at Scout Kennedy. If you guys want some merch like we're rocking each and every single podcast, check out MHHmerch.com and get you some. If you haven't done so yet, please drop us a like at facebook.com/milehighhuddlepod. You can find us on Instagram at mile_high_huddle. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure you're leaving your Football Priest a 5-star review for a chance to win some merch each and every single month. But if anything, y'all, please, please, please subscribe, like, and share this video and every video you see on the MHH channel. It really helps us grow and reach more Broncos fans. That's right. Just like you.
Okay, here we go. On Facebook, Bo Nix jersey going out to. Okay, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, et cetera, et cetera. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's going to be Colby C. Collier jersey. It's yours, dude. Shoot us an email, milehighhuddle@gmail.com. We got to over 100 likes on Facebook on today's stream. Really dope, guys. Thank you so much for doing that. Really, really cool. And on YouTube, it's going to be DJ Capo on YouTube. DJ, congrats, bro. Again, shoot me an email, milehighhuddle@gmail, both of you guys, okay? What you're going to do is say, hey, yo, this is who I am. Here's my shipping address, and I'm going to get the jersey sent out to you this week, okay? The one sitting right here. So congrats. Thank you guys for helping us get there. A Mile High salute and a special shout-out to the great Super Chat superstars tonight, BK, DJ Capo. That was a fumble with Rogers. Should have been a TD, indeed. William Shaw, Chris Hernandez. Ted Wonderlick, Riptide, throwing down, dude. Love the fire. Love the passion. You know this. We love you, big dog. Elias, the Triple C, Franklin Lewis, Lawrence Rivera, Taylor Christensen, Naj Altaf, Troy Boer, the Duchess, Michaela Parker, Miguel, the Papa Bear, the Lady D going off, Darren, the Papa Kendall, Fox Family Breaks. Dale going off. Love you, bro. Lando Lee on Facebook. Phil McLaughlin on Facebook. I mentioned Colby, Casey Nickel, Antonio. Did I mention Lawrence Rivera? And by the way, Antonio, happy birthday, bro. Michael Brown, Jeremy Barker, Howie Frickin' Day, George Fox, Z-Bo, the Chaos Man, 60 Bus, let's go. Zeus McPeak, the GLP. Robert Ruprecht, Carl Hodgson, Quentin W. Carson, Lucas Estrella, Jeff C., The Ronk, BNS, Marcus Lewis Hanna, and there's a long list. I love it. Eli Foreman, Flazify, Brandon Williams, Jordan T, Ronnie Ray, Lee Bowden, G4S, George Fox, and then last one here from Matt Saslow. I'd rather look bad and win than look good and lose. Well said. Couldn't have said it better myself. And George Fox, hit that again. All the guys that think it was luck, a luck win, no, they earned it because the game could have gone both ways. Pretty much, dude. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow for the aftermath. What a great show.
Enjoy this victory, Broncos country. Apologize for nothing. A win is a win. Have a great rest of your Sunday. We'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. And as always, go Broncos.
Head on over to milehighhuddle.com for all things Broncos.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.